We are used to people have of status having some titles to follow their names, and ordinarily the title is the Great. For example, you have two popes in history who are called the Great, Gregory the Great, Pope Leo the Great, and some are suggesting that John Paul II should also merit the title the Great. Well, one king of England had a unique title. He is Richard I of England, and he is known in history as Richard the Lion-Hearted. And although he reigned for less than a year, dying in the year 1199, his title, Lion-Hearted, is earned because of his reputation as a fierce military leader, earning many victories because of his ferocity. And ferocity is one character we can attach to the lion. Kapag leon, ang unang pumapasok siguro sa ating isip ay mabangis. Isang maninila na walang katulad. So the lion is a fierce predator. No animal matches its ferocity. Well, in the story that we are concluding today, Daniel was cast into the den of lions, and I'm sure his enemies expected him to be torn to pieces. This is a known way, a known means of punishing anyone who was considered criminal or enemy of the kingdom, to be cast into the lion's den. And what is always expected is that anyone cast into the den of lions will be torn to pieces. But in that encounter between Daniel and the lions, if any ferocity was displayed, it was not that of the lions. It was the ferocity of Daniel's commitment, or as I call it here, the ferocity of his fidelity. I'm not using the word ferocity in its negative sense of being destructive, but rather ferocity in the sense of keeping at it no matter what. We go back to the history of Israel when, because of Israel's unfaithfulness, covenant curses were imposed on the nation. They became an exile. The northern kingdom of Israel was long ago exiled in Assyria and became assimilated in the Gentile nations. Nawala ang northern kingdom ng Israel, napahalo na lang sila sa mga pagano, sa mga hintil. The southern kingdom more or less kept its distinct identity, the kingdom of Judah, and they too became exiles in Babylonia. And the book of Daniel will record a story of the young man Daniel together with his three friends, which we studied last month. The intent of the book is to show that Yahweh remains the Most High despite the exile of his people. In fact, the title Most High for God is used in Daniel more frequently than any other book of the Bible, all books combined, which shows that the message of Daniel is to show that even though God's people were exiles in a pagan nation surrounded by many idols and false gods, yet they maintain the belief that Yahweh, the true God, is still the Most High God. And we are here in the time of Daniel, when there was just a change of power. Babylonia was defeated by the Medo-Persian Empire, and we are introduced to Darius the Mede. And in Darius the Mede, or with Darius the Mede, Daniel secured favor. Darius the Mede, the king, was fond of Daniel. And what we see here is Daniel was put on the highest position just below the king, just below Darius. He had oversight and jurisdiction of all the officers in the provinces called satraps. And that provoked jealousy among the rest of the presidents and leaders of the satraps. Now, this is something, while there are many things different, yet this parallels what you may be experiencing in your workplace, in your office, especially if you are serious about the Christian faith. It will provoke jealousy, when you are excelling. And what the workmates of Daniel tried to do was to find fault in him, and according to the narrative we read, there was nothing that they could find in terms of his work. Kung ang kanilang pipintasan ay ang kanyang trabaho, wala silang makitang kapintasan sa trabaho ni Daniel. Kaya anong nangyari? Gumawa sila ng mga pamamaraan at panlilin lang sa haring si Darius upang mabigyan kapintasan itong si Daniel. So lumikha sila ng batas na sa loob ng 30 araw, walang dadalangin sa kanino mang Diyos maliban kay Darius. At napaniwala naman itong si Darius, at nangyari nga, inabangan nila si Daniel at inakala nila na hindi magpapatuloy si Daniel sa kanyang pananalangin. Sa halip, we find Daniel doing the very same thing that he has always done, and that is to pray to his God facing Jerusalem as mandated by the one place of scripture in the Old Testament when God's people are in exile, to pray so that they face Jerusalem. And Daniel, as he always did, opened the windows. And that became the accusation leveled against him by his enemies. Na sumuway siya sa batas ng Medo-Persia, at ngayon siya ay naharap sa parusa na inilaan sa ganitong pagkakasala ang itapon sa balon ng mga leon. Now, what impressed Darius of Daniel's faith is revealed in how he asked Daniel twice in the story, "The God whom you serve continually." First, as Daniel was about to be cast into the den of lions, Darius said, "May your God deliver you whom you serve continually." And then afterwards, when he was about to look into what happened to Daniel, the same question, "Did your God, whom you serve continually, deliver you?" And I said last week that this is courageous consistency on the part of Daniel. You see, some Christians are prepared one time or the other to be seen to serve God, but they have no consistency. When things get troubled, kapag nagkaroon na ng kagipitan, tumitigil sila sa bukas na paglilingkod sa Panginoon. At ito ang kaibahan ni Daniel na dapat nating ang kininahamon sa atin. Ang paglilingkod mo ba sa Diyos ay patuloy. Hindi pa hinto-hinto, hindi pa sulpot-sulpot. Kundi kung anong ginagawa mong paglilingkod sa Kanya, yun at yun pa rin ang gagawin mo sa kabila ng kagipitan. At yan ang pinakita sa atin ni Daniel, the courage of conviction demonstrated by consistency under pressure. Now, we will conclude this by looking at what happened when Daniel was cast into the den of lions. Now, you were told this morning to read the whole story in Daniel chapter 6. So I will just read some of the strategic portion in Daniel chapter 6, verses 20 to 23. Daniel chapter 6, verses 20 to 23. As he, that is Darius, came near to the den where Daniel was, he cried out in a tone of anguish. The king declared to Daniel, "O Daniel, servant of the living God, has your God, whom you serve continually, been able to deliver you from the lions?" Then Daniel said to the king, "O king, live forever. My God sent his angel and shut the lion's mouth, and they have not harmed me, because I was found blameless before him. And also before you, O king, I have done no harm." Then the king was exceedingly glad and commanded that Daniel be taken up out of the den. So Daniel was taken up out of the den, and no kind of harm was found on him, because he has trusted in his God. Now jump to verses 25 to 28. verses 25 to 28. Then King Darius wrote to all the peoples, nations, and languages that dwell in all the earth, peace be multiplied to you. I make a decree that in all my royal dominion, people are to tremble and fear before the God of Daniel, for he is the living God, enduring forever. His kingdom shall never be destroyed, and his dominion shall be to the end. He delivers and rescues. He works signs and wonders in heaven and on earth. He has saved Daniel from the power of the lions. So this Daniel prospered during the reign of Darius and the reign of Cyrus the Persian. Now the conclusion of the narrative as to why Daniel was delivered is simply this. Because he had trusted in his God. Dahil nagtiwala siya sa kanyang Diyos, kung kaya't siya ay iniligtas sa mga leon. Now, for us, I seriously doubt if any one of us will face the same situation of a den of lions. We will not have that kind of challenge. But you see, the same principle is operative when we are under pressure and the same challenge. And this is my simple message in conclusion. Trust in God can overcome the most powerful forces of evil facing the believer. Ang pagtitiwala sa Diyos ay daraig sa pinakamakapangyarihang pwersa ng kasamaan na humaharap sa mananampalataya. Trust in God can overcome the most powerful forces of evil facing the believer. We have seen that Daniel did not close the window because his faith would not yield to pressure. He is obeying the one provision, as we have seen in Scripture. When God's people have become exiles in a foreign land, they are to pray facing Jerusalem. Now, that is not something required of us today. Hindi sinasabi na kagaya ng mga Muslim na paharap sa Mecca, sa direksyon ng Mecca, kapag sila nananalangin, hindi tayo pinapaharap sa Jerusalem. Sinabi na ng Panginoong Jesus in John chapter 4, neither in this mountain nor in Jerusalem will God's people worship Him. But they will worship Him in spirit and in truth. The place no longer matters. But in the Old Testament, it still did. And so Daniel was obeying the provision in Solomon's temple dedication that when God's people became exiles, they were to face Jerusalem when they prayed. And this is exactly what Daniel did. And he would not allow threats of the Medo-Persian law to cow him into hiding his faith. And so what happened was the schemers seemed to have had their way. And you can see Darius feels helpless. Gusto niyang iligtas si Daniel dahil nga may gusto niya itong si Daniel bilang kanyang tauhan. And yet he is ensnared by his own law. Nabitag siya ng sarili niyang batas. Dahil napapayag siyang pirmahan kasama ng kanyang singsing bilang hari, ang batas na siguro ay nagpayabang sa kanya, ngayon, nakita niya ang panlilinlang ng mga taong ito pero hindi na siya makaurong sa batas na kanyang nilagdaan. So the schemers seem to have their way. Darius feels helpless. But what now? Daniel trusted in his God. And two things we should learn from this. First, it is in God to rescue His people from harm. Nasa Diyos ang pagliligtas sa kanyang mga tao mula sa pananakit. It is in God to rescue His people from harm. And secondly, we learn that it is by God to exalt His kingdom with men. Nasa Diyos ang pagtataas ng kanyang kaharian sa mga tao. It is by God to exalt His kingdom with men. So two things. First, it is in God to rescue His people from harm. Now, lions had been in use as a form of sport in executing people in the ancient world. In those days, it was entertainment. Parang pang pangkaaliwan, a spectacle in the theater. In the Roman Empire, this was very much an awaited entertainment that thousands flocked into. Gustong-gusto nilang panoorin ang mga leon. Kanilang dinudurog ang buto ng kanilang mga biktima. Lions are known as fierce hunters in the wild, male or female. Now, according to documentaries I watch, females do more the hunting, males do the eating. But either male or female are very fierce hunters. But in captivity, they are dependent on their caretaker for provision of food. Now, that provision is often deliberately limited for the purpose of bringing the lions always on the edge of hunger. Kapag sila ay nasa captivity, yung nag-aalaga sa kanila talagang nililimitahan ng pagkain para gutom sila lagi. Kaya kung merong itatapos na kanilang biktima o ipapakain sa kanila, gutom sila. At maipapalagay natin na ganito ang kalagayan ng mga leon doon sa balo na pinagtapunan kay Daniel. The lions in the den were in that condition. They were deliberately fed in a limited way so that they would be hungry at any time victims are cast into the den. They would be widely taken. But what do we see here? Daniel said the mouths of the lions were stopped. Which shows that trust in God. What does trust in God mean? Trust in God rests on God's greater power than that of evil. Pag sinabi mong pagtitiwala sa Diyos, ang kahulugan niya ay naniniwala kang mas makapangyarihan ng Diyos kaysa sa kapangyarihan ng masama. Compared to what we studied last month, the three friends, the threat on them was the furnace of fire. In a way, the threat Daniel faces here is more fearsome than that faced by his friends. If the Lord allowed the three friends to be consumed by fire, it would be in an instant. Kung maalala ninyo, yung mga na nagtatapon sa kanila sa horno ng apoy, sila mismo ay namatay sa init. Kaya kung itinapon itong tatlong kaibigan at pinahintulutan ng Panginoon na sila'y lamunin ng apoy, sandaling-sandali lamang, hindi na nila mararamdaman. Pero kapag ang leon sinagpang itong si Daniel, it will be piece by piece, bone by bone. That is what is going to happen. And it could not be that Daniel was lucky that day that the lions were not hungry. Because we are told afterwards, when Darius commanded that Daniel be taken out of the den and his schemers were to be cast into the den, what happened? These are the words. Before they reached the bottom of the den, the lions overpowered them, broke all their bones in pieces. So, isa talagang gutom ang mga leon na ito. Sa kung anong himala ang ginawa ng Panginoon nang nandoon si Daniel, hindi sila nakakilos, hindi nila sinagpang itong si Daniel, pero nung ang mga manlilin lang ang itinapon doon, dinurog raw sila bone by bone. So what happened here is that the lions are still as ferocious as may be expected of them, but Daniel's trust is more ferocious still. More important, God has the greater power than that of the lions. And what are corresponding to the lions that pressure you today? Now, this is not allegorizing. Scriptures do often use the picture of lions to speak of the pressure believers feel. The enemies of believers are often compared to the ferocity comparable to the lions. Listen to Psalm 22 verse 13. They open wide their mouths at me like a ravening and roaring lion. Yung nararamdaman ng umawit na mababangis ang pananalita laban sa kanya, inihambing niya sa mga leon. Don't you feel the same way of those who may be talking about and against you and your faith? Do you know that lions have the loudest and most fearsome roar among the cats of the wild? You hear the roar, it petrifies you. Now what to you is parallel to the fearsome presence of lions? It may not be in the wild, it may be in your air-conditioned office, and yet there are lions there who are opposed to your faith. And what are we to match the lions with? We listen to God sending the prophet Amos to Israel with all the opposition awaiting him. God told Amos in Amos chapter 3 verse 8, the lion has roared, who will not fear? But the Lord God has spoken, who can but prophesy? Umungol man ang leon, ngunit nagsalita ang Panginoon. At ang sinasabi rito, kung nagsalita ang Panginoon, kahit ang ungol ng leon ay hindi maipapantay. In the face of many to fear, Amos must trust in God when he has spoken and his word will prove irresistible. And we will be cast in those dens when the challenge is to have a more ferocious commitment than the ferocity of opposition. I once watched an amazing spectacle on National Geographic where a raccoon was being assaulted by lions, but as the raccoon threatened back with its own fierceness, the lions would not attack. Ay, ang liit ng raccoon kumpara sa lions, pero napakabangis ng kanyang, siguro pananakot lang niya yun, wala na siyang magawa, napapalibutan na siya, but because of the fierceness of its resistance, the lions to that day. And that is what we may be in. Remember the words of Jesus, I am sending you as sheep among wolves. And we need to have that commitment to God. Now, does that mean God will always deliver? No. The challenge to us is live to God to deliver or not from present harm. But we must remain committed. Alala nyo ang tatlong kaibigan, anong sabi nila kay Nebuchadnezzar, the three friends in Daniel 3, whether or not God will deliver us, we will not bow down to your image. Well, he said, God will deliver us, but even if not. So in other words, they gave room to the sovereignty of God. That God is sovereign. Sometimes he delivers, but sometimes in his wisdom, he does not. But that does not change the duty he has given to us, not to bow down to idols. And in the case of Daniel, to continue his commitment to his Lord. Some mistake trust as a formula that assures the result as desired. I mean, mong magsasabi sa inyo yan, basta magtiwala ka lang, gagaling ka sa sakit mo. Yan ang malimit mong maririnig sa mga nakapaligid na nagsasabing sa sukat ng iyong paniniwala o pananampalataya, ganyan ibibigay sa iyo ng Panginoon. And sometimes they make it a formula for health, for wealth, for success, and that is all garbage as far as scriptures are concerned. Trust will pray as we hear in Psalm 35:17, rescue me from their destruction, my precious life from the lions. But true trust has the element of if not, kung hindi. I know my duty to God, and I will do it. God will deliver because He has greater power. But even in His wisdom, He will not. Then I will still do my duty. If you are a Christian, you know that your duty, based on the command of Scripture, is to follow the Lord in baptism, become part of His church. And what are you doing in obedience? Are you looking or waiting for some sign that it is going to be victorious for you? That there will be no persecution from family? Rather than just obey, God will deliver, but even if He will not, this faith of Daniel is going to have a footnote recognition in the New Testament along the acts of faith in the Old Testament in Hebrews 11. In verse 33, it says, who through faith conquered kingdoms, enforced justice, obtained promises, stopped the mouths of lions. And if you will note, the three other actions have God's people in dominance. They conquered. They implement justice. They obtained promises. The one action which shows God's people under conquest is the stopping of the mouths of lions. Which means whether you are the one ruling or the one under rule, faith applies. Kahit ikaw ang namumuno o ikaw ang pinamumunuan ng hindi mananampalataya, maari mong pakilusin ang iyong pananampalataya. You can stop the mouths of lions. Where are you restraining your Christian duty because of the lions? And again, the challenge is be more ferocious in faith. He will stop the mouths of lions should they choose to do so. But even if not, one of the most documented acts of martyrdom in the early church happened on March 7, year 203. Yes, year 203, not 2003, not year 203. Perpetua, a woman, a noble woman, who was converted to the Christian faith, together with her slave, Felicitas, were cast into the amphitheater. And what was used against them is not lions, but a heifer, a mad young bull. And they were torn to pieces. They were not delivered, if we put it in the miraculous sense. But their acts of martyrdom became a testimony for many generations to come, until now. So, whether God delivers or in His wisdom He will not, are you prepared to do your duty? Are you prepared not to close the windows? It is in God to rescue His people from harm. Secondly, it is by God to exalt His kingdom with men. Ang Diyos ang magtataas ng kanyang kaharian sa mga tao. Parallel to what happened to the three friends, remember the case of the three friends, there was a reversal of fortune. So with Daniel, Daniel was rescued by Darius, the schemers were cast into the lion's den. And then Darius made a decree exalting the God of Daniel. For Darius, the ferocious commitment of Daniel to stand to the lions was equivalent to the power of God and His kingdom. Now what that shows us about trust. Trust in God believes in the present rule and future glory of God's kingdom. Ang pagtitiwala sa Diyos ay naniniwala sa kasalukuyang pag-iiral at sa panghinaharap na kaluwalhatian ng kaharian ng Diyos. After chapter 6, the book of Daniel, the rest of the book, will dwell on prophetic visions and all about the kingdom of God. There's the vision of the four beasts in chapter 7, the vision of the ram and the he-goat in chapter 8, the 70 weeks of Daniel 9, the future of God's people in the rest of the chapters, All these chapters after chapter 6 are all about the coming kingdom of God, that it will overcome the rest of the kingdoms of men. When did it get fulfilled? The start was the death and resurrection of Christ. Doon nagsimula ang katuparan ng kaharian ng Diyos. Nagpapatuloy pa yan ngayon. Umiiral na ang paghahari ni Jesucristo, bagamat hindi kinikilala ng nakararami. Pero para sa Kristiyano, umiiral na yan. At ang tungkulin natin bilang iglesia ay isulong ang kaharian ng Panginoong Jesucristo. So the church is now being called to a faithful witness and mission for the kingdom rule of Jesus Christ. And in another vision in Revelation, John was in the presence of the throne of heaven, and the problem was there was a seal, but no one can open the seal. And that seal must be opened in order to fulfill the purpose of God. What happened in that vision? Listen to Revelation 5 and verse 5. Behold, the Lion of the tribe of Judah, the root of David, has conquered so that he can open the scroll and its seven seals. It takes another lion to open the seals, open the scrolls, and the seven seals that will fulfill the purpose of God. There is no need to fear the praying lions of this world, for we have another lion who has overcome. This coming Thursday, April 21, Queen Elizabeth II of the United Kingdom will turn 90 years old. She is already the longest reigning monarch of Great Britain. Having surpassed Queen Victoria, she is now more than 64 years as a queen. And that's quite a feat. But if you know the system of the United Kingdom, it is a ceremonial monarchy. Meaning, wala siya talagang kapangyarihan na political. It is just ceremony. Well, let me tell you, the power of the Lord Jesus Christ is more than 64 years. It's been since the resurrection, and it is not simply ceremonial. It is real. It is spiritual. And until you come to Christ, acknowledge Him as your Lord and Savior, you are not part of that kingdom. And I'm inviting you to come to Christ and yield to Him as Lord and Savior. And for the church, the challenge to us is pursue kingdom glory by standing up to the opposing evils of your faith. Are you hiding your faith? If you were in Daniel's place, would you close your windows for fear of the den of lions? Well, dare to be a Daniel. We have a ruler on his throne now. Promote his rule. Tell of his good rule. And live as one under his rule, who will not close the windows to hide your conviction. Let me tell you of one who had ferocity as far as his commitment is concerned. It happened today. The year was 1521, April 17, just about a month after Magellan discovered the Philippines over the other side of the world. It's known in history, and you have heard this from me many, many times, but I won't get tired of relating this. It's known as the Diet of Worms. A monk who has discovered the truths of scriptures rose against the teachings of the Catholic Church concerning purgatory and self-righteousness. And he proclaimed the message of justification by faith. And because of that, the rulers of the Holy Roman Empire and then the princes of the church summoned him, because as a monk he was still under the authority of the Pope. He was summoned to a city named Worms, and in the parliament, which was called a diet, so a diet of Worms, always spelled as W, but it may turn your stomach, so I'm pronouncing it the way it should be pronounced in German, Diet of Worms. There he was told to recant all his writings and refused. And by the second day of meeting, he then was challenged again. And there he said those immortal words, I cannot recant, here I stand, so help me God. And that spawned what we now know as the Reformation. Because someone had ferocity of commitment. And that is the ferocity, brothers and sisters, we are called upon to exercise today in the face of the lions who challenge our faith. If Darius, or if a Darius should ask, has your God, whom you serve continually, deliver you? Would you be able to answer, the God whom I serve has stopped the mouth of lions? This is still the same challenge, and I trust that we will prove true to the challenge that we will have a faith that is fearless despite the challenge of the lion's den. We will sing a hymn of conquest, victory through grace. The chorus says, not to the strong is the battle, not to the swift is the race. Now, these are words taken from Ecclesiastes. Conventional wisdom tells you to win the battle, you must be strong. To win the race, you must be swift. But these words are reminding us, it's not to the strong that is the battle, not to the swift is the race, but to the true and the faithful, victory is promised through grace. May we prove to be a Daniel when faced with threat of the den of lions. Let's close in prayer. Dakilang Diyos, aming mabuting Ama, nagpapasalamat kami sa halimbawa ng pananampalataya ni Daniel, at nawa nga ito ay humamon sa amin. Kami man ay naharap, hindi man sa balo ng mga leon, ngunit sa mga kagipitan na humahamon sa aming pananampalataya, kung kami ay magpapatuloy, mananatiling hayag ang aming pananampalataya, naway huwag kaming bumigay. Help us, Father, to be challenged by the kind of courage and ferocity displayed by Daniel in his faith, in his commitment to you, that in the face of the threat of the den of lions, yet he maintained his consistent testimony of being a man of God who will not yield to the pressures even of the power of Middle Persia. Father, we do not face a den of lions today, not the loss of the Medes and the Persians, but we face the same principle to operate in the exercise of our faith when we are challenged, when we are told to yield to the popular, to the sentimental, and hide our faith. May we be challenged by this story of Daniel, that we may dare to be a Daniel in those moments when we are told not to be faithful, when we are told not to exercise our duty and our faith. Speak to those who know their duty to do, whether in terms of their commitment, their means of grace, or even baptism. We ask that you may challenge them to follow you, believing that your power is greater than the forces of evil. And yet, even if in your wisdom, should you permit that no deliverance happens, the duty must be done. So we pray, Lord, for that courage in our day when we are faced with challenges left and right to compromise and to follow the popular will of the world. May we be found to be a Daniel where we are. And may this give glory to your name. And we ask that we may bear in mind that what to Daniel was still future, the coming of the kingdom, to us it is already present, something that has already begun and will yet be consummated when Christ comes again. But even now, Jesus is ruling. Christ is now king. And the church has been tasked with a mission to promote his kingdom. May we not be found wanting of the task. And help us, Lord, to be men and women who will dare to be a Daniel where we are. So bless us in the application of this. In Jesus' name we pray these things. Amen.